So welcome everyone. You are listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. Though in this case, we are also broadcasting through video. And we're doing this program in coordination with the We campaign at we.net. And today's focus is the environment. In honor of Earth Day and Earth Month. And joining me today is Sue Blythe, M-E-D. What does that stand for?
Master of Education. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sue Blythe coordinates the Climate Collaboratory, a pilot project of We the World and the University of Florida Extension with partner organizations, including Elders Climate Action, Florida Chapter, and Interfaith Climate Group. Her collaborative storytelling adventure helps real people and storybook characters to take action today for a sustainable, just, and peaceful future. And she also joining us are Grandmother Shannon Crossbear, and who is a powerful spiritual Ojibwe Irish woman whose purpose is to demonstrate and promote gentle healing, a skilled storyteller and educator. Shannon has worked with tribal and non-tribal communities to improve conditions for future generations through protecting fresh water sources. And also joining us today is Andrew Kane, founder and executive producer of Planet Heart's annual World Peace Earth Day celebration, which began in 2007. He is also a vibrational sound channel singer, songwriter, and vibrational poet, sharing his gifts to be a connector and transmitter for world peace, oneness, and unconditional love, having been awakened to unity consciousness 24 years ago and activated with channeling, clairsentience, clairaudience, and receiving higher dimensional frequencies of galactic sound channeling, sacred chants, and sacred poetry, all connected to oneness and peace. He is also an ambassador for peace. His name, Andrew Kane, is scrambled. If scrambled is an acronym, spells reawakened, which he feels is his true soul name, to be a reawakened Andrew Kane, reawakening others to remember we are all one heartbeat beating with Earth Mother Gaia and all her living creatures and plants. Thank you so much. So that leaves me to wonder if I'm a creature or a plant. I'm not sure which, maybe a little of both. So thank you all for joining us today. It's really great having you. And so why don't we start off with each of you just giving a little introduction to your engagement for Earth Day and Earth Month, and then we'll come back around and go into more details. So Sue, why don't you start us off?
Okay, thank you. And it's really quite a joy to hear the introductions of the other two, because I use the Earth Charter, a document that was launched 20 years ago. And it says, we are one human family and one Earth community with a common destiny. And so what I'm hearing is that coming from different perspectives, we are coming into the same realization. So I'm bringing the interfaith. Shannon brings the indigenous wisdom, and Andrew is bringing in the vibrational energy. And Catherine, I know you've got your own way of expressing what is the same thing. We all are finding our own ways to express whatever this is that we are experiencing. So Earth Day every year is a wonderful opportunity to just kind of focus in and share the best that we have to offer for this Mother Earth of ours. And what I've been working on for a number of years is what I call a collaborative storytelling adventure. And it is involving children, youth, adults, and elders, each telling their own part of the story. And each of us has our own climate story to tell at this critical moment in Earth's history. And together, we are telling the story of the human family in this march through time of the story of life on Earth. And so each of us brings our own piece to that, and the Earth Day opportunity is to put that all together in a story that makes sense.
That was lovely. That was beautiful. So Andrew, why don't you
Hi. my name is Andrew Kane, and I, back in 2006, I had a burning desire to do an Earth Day event for the planet, but to infuse it with world peace. And so I call it the Planet Hearts Annual World Peace Earth Day Celebration. And we are up to our 14th celebration, 14th year now. And every year is different with different speakers and different performers. And I just feel that, you know, it's really important to have a gathering, an open gathering for people to come together in unity for celebrating this planet, this beautiful planet that we have. And I feel that, there are a lot of people doing events, but it's important for us to be feel connected. And so this event has been spiritual minded. So it's like this, you know, opportunity to come together and do the coronavirus. We're doing it online this year again, so it won't be in person. So yeah.
Great. Thank you, Andrew. That was really nice. I appreciate that. And I think I must have been involved in almost all of those Earth Day events, not personally, but connected to you with it and talking about it. So I'm really happy to see that it's still going strong. And now I'd like to invite you, Shannon, to have a say.
All right. Well, thanks, Catherine, and Minagijigad, that in the way Maganuk, that means good day to all my relatives. I like to remember that we're all related. For those that don't have the visual but are just listening, I want to tell you that when you look at Andrew, his light looks like a sun that is right above him. And so he's got this sun shining down on him. And I just think that was particularly a great visual to help remind us that we're bringing light into the world. And thank you, Andrew, for bringing your light into the world. And so, how I got involved with Earth Day is that I actually remember the first conversations many, many years ago, I think almost 50 years ago now, for the first Earth Day. And I remember the conversations because my dad was very much involved with the very first Earth Day. And what that conversation was about as just, you know, celebrating this beautiful planet that we're on and understanding that we were in relationship with the Earth, that the Earth was our home, and that we had a responsibility as the stewards, as the people who were living on this Earth, to be able to recognize that and to take care of that. And so since then, I tend to not think about Earth Day as a day, but as a way of being. And the opportunity that we have when we celebrate Earth Day is to really heighten other people's awareness about that relationship. And sometimes, because of the very nature of the way that our society has grown and done things, is that sometimes we don't have that connection to the Earth. And so this is an opportunity to kind of introduce and reintroduce people and to just heighten and remember that this is our home. This is where we live and how we need to be in relationship and take care of that and to celebrate all the things that we've done up to date, at the same time being aware of where we're going and how we can continue to take care of this Earth in a way that will sustain it for future generations. So I'm really, really excited because I think, Andrew, the work that you've been doing, of course, certainly the work that Sue's been doing, and the work that you do, Catherine, in terms of health, it's all connected. Healthy planet, healthy inhabitants of the planet. And so those things are connected. And when we think about our health, we cannot help but think about the Earth's health and how that's connected. So I'm really glad to be here today. Thank you, Catherine, for holding the space so we could have the conversation and invite those that are listening to just think about if this is the first time they've heard about Earth Day, or maybe they have years that they've thought about Earth Day. And that kind of goes back to thinking about what your story is so that you can contribute to the collaborative storytelling that Sue was talking about. Thanks.
Nice. That was really beautiful. I love that. There's a lot of synergy here. And so since you brought up storytelling, Sue, why don't you tell us about the all that you're creating for celebrating Earth Month and, you know, storytelling games, all kinds of beautiful things taking place.
Thank you. I've always envisioned a way of playing games that we want to have a joyful celebration of life. And so we've got to enjoy each other and find fun ways to do this very serious business of shifting into a new way of living together so we can care for each other and the planet. And so I've been just exploring for years and years, finding out what people are doing and how they do it. And we put it into a kind of a children's story. I want to make it so simple that a child can understand it and live it, right? And then the children have a board game where the story begins, and they're playing the game on it's called the Earth Charter game board, and different children are playing it different ways. One family has made little gnomes that they move around on the game board. Another has little Lego people that they move around on the game board, and everybody can bring their own way of telling the story. And then it begins to spill out into their own yards. The children can be in different places. It's really designed to be done as a Zoom interaction so that they can be aware of what others are doing and go out and play in the outdoors to bring the real world into our story. and then into the communities. And the parents and families will be helping the children to create this story in their own communities. And so it's a matter of helping to get the word out and invite people in to play. And the way we're doing that is with a youth-led, we call it the Earth Flash Game Show. And it's we're going to be doing the very first one for the public on Tuesday, the 20th of this month. And it will be at 6 o'clock Eastern on Facebook. And you go to facebook.com/theWeCampaign. And it will be to introduce and play the Earth Flash game show that will kind of be the way that we take this story on the road to 2030, 2050, and beyond. So what we're doing is the very beginning, and we put it in terms of seed ideas growing in the gardens of global unity, where all things are possible. So we're asking children and youth to bring their ideas for what would make a better world. How could we do this? And then we ask the adults and the elders to help make that happen. And so it's coming together. It's on many different levels and lots of moving parts. And it's fun to try to keep up with it all and make sense so that it goes out in a way that makes sense to other people than just me. But Shannon has been involved in this, so maybe she can help to explain it.
Yeah, sure. Shannon, come in, because I'm actually trying to visualize what you're speaking of, and I don't have an idea of what you're speaking of really. So are people have a board in the tangible world, or is all the interaction through the internet?
Yes, we have, I think there are six, maybe five or six of these. Here, I'll show you. It's the Earth Charter game. And this is made by a group in Brazil. And we have six of these out in the world with Shannon has one for her family. We have, I've just sent this to different people who are interested in doing this with us. So I have, actually, I can pull up, not right now, but in a minute, I could pull up a little video that shows what it looks like with the girls playing the game. And then those people who have the game can do it together on Zoom, and others can watch and join in. They don't have to have the game in their own homes, but we could probably arrange for that to happen too. But the idea is that the game spills from the game board into homes anywhere, and you don't need to have the game board.
Okay, so we'll take a look at that after everyone has a chance to share their piece. Shannon, did you wanna talk about your participation in this game, but also maybe your participation in Andrew's Earth Day celebration?
Sure, I get all the fun. I get to do both. So I just want to kind of go back to what Sue was saying for a minute, just to let people know the reason that, you know, as Sue said, she wanted to do something fun. And we live in a world of acronyms, right? And so I was messing around with the acronyms of play and pray. So with pray, we're praying and it's respectful, right? With play, we're praying and it's love. So I think playing is a way of praying. It's a way of expressing ourselves. And sometimes we, because we're in a climate crisis, it can be so heavy and we get so overwhelmed. And when that happens, fear tends to paralyze us. And we don't want people to be paralyzed. We want people to act. And so in order to do that, let's make it fun. Let's participate and understand it doesn't have to be all sad sack. We can actually elevate this to a place where, yes, there is a sense of urgency and we get to be able to do it in a way that is pleasurable, that contributes to our happiness and the happiness of the planet. So that's kind of the thinking beyond why are we making it a game? Because it really can include everybody. And in this particular game, everybody wins. It's not a you win, lose. It's a everybody win game. So I was honored to be able to participate in telling climate stories, telling the story about, you know, how we got to even be to this point where we're having this conversation. And each of us individually has a different pathway to that. So I think that was the other thing about how to really get involved in the creation of a game that actually was your game, your seed idea, your, you get to play this game anyway. And it sounds pretty complicated when you, because there's so many parts to it. And what we've been working on with our young people, and I think that's the other thing I just wanna bring into the conversation, is this is a youth and elder initiative. And so the youth have really guided, what does a game look like in the future? What does playing the Earth Charter, playing a game where the Earth wins, where everybody, all the inhabitants of the Earth win, what does that look like? And so people like me that have been on the planet for a little while and are kind of not immediately, but in the process of exiting at some point here, it really needs to be guided by where we're going in the future. So that's, and that's kind of what's happening. So if people are interested, or as they become interested, certainly they'll have this opportunity with Earth Data as a kind of a kickoff to how we're going to be playing this Earth game for the future, so that we can meet the sustainable goals of the UN and the 17 sustainable goals for a sustainable world. And at the same time, it's not their only entryway. It's kind of like just a kickoff. When you think about a book launch, it's going to be kind of like that. We get to just give you a little teaser, and so that you can really be involved in actually how this develops and what it looks like. And Sue showed you, and she's gonna do a little bit, a clip I think later, but she showed you, for those that are not seeing this visually, she showed you a game board. And the game board is a prototype. It's out there in the world like a pilot for all of us. And we're using it and saying what works, what needs a little tweaking, what can we do differently, what do we want to do more of, what do we want to do less of. So all of that is happening right now. And then I have the pleasure of being involved with this wonderful event that Andrew is coordinating. And thank you, Andrew, for doing that and for being the leader and the consistency. I think you said 2007, the consistency of showing up and doing this year after year after year, even now with all the changes with the pandemic. There's something so important about that, so that it becomes kind of embedded in our DNA of the way we operate, that every year we're going to have this celebration and we can do things leading up to it. So I was asked if I would offer a few words at the beginning of this event from an Indigenous perspective. And I'm very, very honored to be able to do that, to kind of bring in the energies of those Indigenous populations. And the reason that we want to do that is because we're all Indigenous. At some point in time, the people that we come from knew their relationship to the earth. And so we want to start out with acknowledging some of us are a little further away from that relationship than others, but we all have it. So I am going to be thinking a little bit more in the next few days about how I might be able to articulate that in a concise way to be able to kind of just open up this wonderful event. So thanks, Catherine.
And Andrew, please join us and tell us a lot more about your event coming up for Earth Day.
Thank you, Catherine. This year we're featuring an extraordinary lineup of speakers and performers. And the event is the 14th annual Planet Hearts annual World Peace Earth Day celebration, taking place on Thursday, April 22nd from 7 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's gonna be on Facebook Live. So in order to find that Facebook Live page, you can go to our website to find out about our presenters as well at planetheart.org, planetheart.org. And so we're featuring everybody on this call is going to be on the event. Catherine, you're going to be doing some Qigong with us, and Soup Life and Grandmother Shannon Crossbear, along with Adrian Alvarez, which is a 13-year-old environment activist, is going to be on an intergenerational panel on the climate, along with Brianna.
I lost Andrew. Who else is it? Start over again with your speakers.
Oh, we're going to be having an intergenerational panel on climate with Grandmother Shannon Crossbear and Sue Blythe, along with Adrian Alvarez, which is a 13-year-old environmental activist, and Brianna Rain Skilda and Jim Graywolf Petruzzi. We also have Mitchell Rabin, who's emceeing, who is host of A Better World Radio and TV. And Rick Ofick is going to be welcoming us from We the World. And we also have speakers Hazel Henderson, who is a world-renowned futurist, evolutionary economist, and worldwide syndicated columnist. We have Dr. Leslie Field. She's the founder of the Arctic Ice Project. We have Dar Jamal, who is a journalist and author of The End of Ice. We have Hank Rogers, who's the founder of Blue Planet Foundation. We have Grandmother Patricia Ann Davis, who's going to be joining us from the Choctaw Navajo Nation. We have Monica Willard. She's a charter member of the United Religions Initiative. We have Laurel Rethke, who is a best-selling author, spiritual teacher, and crystal expert. And for music, we have Pramik Russell Tubbs, who's a composer, arranger, producer, and multi-instrumentalist. Heidi Little, who is an international award-winning singer-songwriter. We have Laurel Eden. She's a high vibration recording artist. And Misty Galore. She's a shamanatrix of evolution, galactivator of goodness, servant of cosmic love. She's a lot of fun. She's a great performing artist. So we have a lot of speakers and performers, and I'm really excited for this year.
That sounds like a lot of fun, Andrew. So how is it going to flow? People will just log into the live Facebook, and then yes, you'll have different things happening throughout that time.
Yeah, Facebook, it's going to be on the We Campaign page of Facebook, which is Rick Ofick's We the World page, live. It'll also be live on other pages as well through yeah, so that's what's happening. But I would go to the website. I would tell people to go to the website, planetheart.org, and find out about the presenters, and they can see the link clearly. Okay. And also, Yeah, that's it.
Okay, well, that sounds great. That sounds like a lot of fun. And we're going to be speaking about more about this on other programs that we broadcast for Heart of Mind. So we'll get a little bit deeper as we speak to some of those guests and put that out there as well. So it might be interesting, Sue, how long is your video? Do we have, you have to unmute.
I can do it in less than a minute.
Oh, okay. So I'm gonna, whoops. Let me pin you here.
It says I can
share. Are you able to share?
Yes, can you see?
Okay, I do see it, yeah.
Okay, so let me pull this up. These are the two little girls. Andrew mentioned Adrian Alvarez, who is 13 years old. These little girls are 9 and 11. They're his sisters. And so Adrian is working with us on the game show. And these girls are working on the game, and they'll just tell you a little bit about it.
Hello, I'm Rebecca. I'm 11 years old. I'm in fifth grade, about to enter sixth. And what I really like about doing this is help the earth in a very fun way, because it's good to feel we're helping the earth because it's our home. We're the ones that have to protect it.
So I see you have the Earth Charter game in front of you. And yeah, so tell us a little bit about what you've been doing with that.
Well, what we've been doing is, instead of following the rules, which there are a lot in the real game, we just invent them. Like one time we made these little gnomes and we just started whenever. Oh, like on a house, and then we went, let's say you got 8, and you went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, and the closest animal you got was a hippopotamus. So you have to act like it.
Okay. And so I'd like to just show one more quick little piece about over here. This is where, that's where they start in their room on the game board. And then they will take the story that begins on the game board out into their gnome garden. These are the gnomes that they made. And they have this beautiful gnome garden in the backyard.
Hello, Coffee Gnome. What are you doing here?
Oh, well, I'm on my way home to finish my coffee.
Well, whoa, where are all the plants and water? What's going on here?
Oh, well, you may see there is a drought here in our little village. You may as well go talk to Grandpa Gnome. He knows a lot about the situation.
Okay, and they're going to start talking with the characters in their gnome garden. And as they begin to tell this story, they're going to be part of the true story of what is going on in their own community. And what I just learned yesterday is going to be part of our story. This is my challenge, is weaving all these pieces together. There's a young man starting in Miami, Florida on Earth Day, and he's going to be walking 800 miles from Miami to Tallahassee, going through 10 cities, saying, we have a climate emergency, let's act like it. And so in city after city after city, people will be gathering and the going through the schools. I told them I would help with the networks that I have in Florida, which are pretty extensive, and help to get the word out. So I'm hoping that this family will be one of the people that meets this young man when he comes to Fort Lauderdale. And then I'm planning to be there when he gets to Gainesville in North Florida. And he's going all the way to Tallahassee, the state capital. And what I'd like to engage our young people in is kind of a guessing game. So how many people will be at the event in Miami? And who would like to venture a guess? How many people would turn out for an event like that in Miami?
Oh, I don't know. It could be hundreds.
Okay, let's say 200, okay? And then let's imagine that for 800 miles, and he's going to be walking every step, and he's going to be going through 10 different cities. And let's just imagine that our networks of schools, universities, faith communities, the businesses, we can, the governments, we can go through all kinds of promotion to get the word out that we need to treat this like a climate emergency. And what does that mean in our community? And the idea is everybody who's already working on these issues for a sustainable, just, and peaceful future, each of them has a story to tell. And so we're going to be engaging the real people in their communities to tell their own climate stories. And by the time we get through city 2 and 3 and 4, I think Gainesville is number 8. I'm going to predict that we'll have thousands coming out at the University of Florida. I would like to see. I'm going to just say, let's have 5,000 people. Maybe 11,000 people. And so we're going to just guesstimate how many the people the will be playing. We'll do this as a game so we can ask how many people will be playing our games by the time this young man gets to Tallahassee. So we're just making it up. I just learned about this yesterday. So that's kind of the way our game is. It's spur of the moment. Let's do what we can.
That's really wonderful. And I do know that if people have events, they might be listening to this or see the video and they're planning things, they can go to the we.net page and interact with the calendar there and upload their events so more people can find out about it. Or if you're looking for something maybe in your state or in your neighborhood, it might find something there. So, you know, it's good to make those connections so that we can support each other's work and each other's campaigns. So that's a good way for all of us to go forward, I think, to really make a difference in our climate and becoming engaged in change. And I'm really happy and impressed with the way that all of this is so positive, because we're living in a world that is just so angry and toxic at the moment. And if we can engage people in ways that can be creative and fun, it may go a bit further in opening up people's awareness. I absolutely love the board game. It looks gorgeous. I'm hoping that you're going to have some kind of campaign to raise enough money to make it accessible to anyone who wants it, because it looks like something that should be in all the schools and in all the homes. And instead of pulling out a game and playing with money, why don't we start pulling out a game that allows us to engage in more positive attributes? Not that there's anything wrong with the money, but money is part of the problem. I mean, if there weren't certain organizations, corporations, industries that weren't so intent on exploiting the Earth's resources, we wouldn't be having the problems that we have today. So I think the more we can counter that, the better, certainly. So why don't we just get into a conversation? We have about 10 minutes more. And I would like to have each of you share what this work really has done for you over the years, because we've all been engaged for many years in trying to transform the world. But I'm beginning to realize that there really is a huge number of people who have these concerns. It's just that we don't get the megaphone. The media doesn't want to support or let everyone know that all of these wonderful things are happening. So in our small way, that's what we're doing here. But I'd like to know what inspires. So, Andrew, why don't you start? How are you inspired to keep going? I mean, you've been doing this for a lot of years, year after year. I'm sure that some years have been like, I don't want to do it this year, too much work or whatever, but yet you keep going. So tell us a little about how your light and your reawakenedness has inspired you to keep pushing at this.
Thank you, Catherine, for the question. Let me think. It's motivation is one thing. I feel like this burning desire that I had in 2007 is so strong that it's unbreakable, because there has been instances where I've been producing these events and I have been thinking, you know, it's a lot to produce and, you know, but stopping it doesn't feel right. I feel like I'm on this mission to do this event because it's so important for me spiritually. I feel that we're all one. And I feel that this event infuses the energy of who I am, bringing people together for a good cause. And I feel that in my heart, I want to keep doing this no matter what obstacles may fall in my path, because I just want to do it, because I feel that it's a positive force on this planet to produce events such as this.
I agree. Energetically, it comes out into the common field that we all live in. So when you bring together all of these artists and scientists and thinkers and speakers and people who are each sharing that energy from their own hearts, as you say, that really opens up and enters a world that really will energetically lift the vibration of us all. So it isn't just a performance, it's actually doing the work of energy transformation. So I really appreciate what you do very much. It does and has made a difference. So good. I'm glad that you're still at it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Shannon, how are you inspired to keep going?
You know, that's a really great question. I can't imagine at not doing it. So, what I think of is sometimes we think it's so big that we think of our contribution as not being important, but it's even more important, right? So when I get tired, and sometimes I do get tired, we all get weary, especially in a situation where it seems so enormous, I think about one of my elders who has passed now, and a grandmother, and she started with a bucket, a copper bucket, and she wanted to bring attention to the lakes and to the waters. And she began to walk around the lake with this bucket, with this copper bucket. And she walked around Lake Superior. She didn't start when she was young. She started when she was older. And there's, just to give you an idea, the number of miles around just Lake Superior is over 1,000. And she started with one step. And she walked around Lake Superior, Lake Erie, Lake Michigan. She walked around all of the Great Lakes. And then she began to, she went to both of the oceans and many, many, many rivers. And she did that in the last decade or last quarter of her life. And she started out and she was by herself with a few friends. And then more and more people gathered with her. And now it is a huge movement. There are water walkers, that I have met in Canada, the US, Mexico, across the great oceans. There are water walkers all over the earth. And it started with one woman taking one step with one copper bucket because she loved the water. And when I get weary, I think all I have to do is take one step. And this is what I think is happening. And it's anything, you know, it's dancing, it's singing, it's all of the beautiful things. We're in the middle of this miracle, and miracles can be messy, but they involve all of that, right? So all of the way that we express ourselves, art and song and breath and all of it. So I think that's what keeps me going on the days that I do get weary.
Well, that was so inspiring, Shannon, and thank you. I'm going to have to think about this woman because I get weary myself a lot. Sue, how about your motor of inspiration?
Well, I know that people have been praying for thousands of years that we would have peace on earth. And when Shannon talks about we're in the middle of a miracle, I believe that that's the miracle we are working on. And yes, it's messy and challenging and difficult, but it's in our hearts where we find that peace and put it out into the world in whatever way we can. And so I always come back to the Earth Charter because the words are so truthful and poetic. And I mentioned earlier, we are one human family and one Earth community with a common destiny. And I believe that sense of the oneness of mankind, of humankind, is really essential to being able to transform civilization as we know it. And we are in the process. And so the closing words of the Earth Charter say, "Let ours be a time remembered for the awakening of a new reverence for life, the firm resolve to achieve sustainability, the quickening of the struggle for justice and peace, and the joyful celebration of life." And it's that joyful celebration that we put out through the arts. And so it's just a real privilege through the arts and the media. And it's a privilege to be in a space where we get to do all of that.
Excellent. So why don't we once again give out contact information so that people can connect with the games and with the Earth Day celebrations. So Sue, why don't you give that contact again.
Sure. Well, the games will be doing on the, it's called the Welcome to We Show on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. It'll be Tuesday the 20th, 6 o'clock Eastern. And that address is facebook.com/theWeCampaign. And if somebody would like to get in touch with me, I'm Sue Blythe, SueBlythe, at we.net.
Excellent. Andrew?
Hi. People can contact me at earthday@wetheworld.org. And planetheart.org is the website, as well as facebook.com/theWeCampaign as well, for where the live event will be taking place for Earth Day.
Excellent. And Shannon, do you have some connection you'd like to share?
Sure, I would just have people go to we.net and look for the campaign on interdependence. If they wanna connect with me personally, it's S as in Sam, Crossbear, CrossBear. I'm not cross, but I am from the bear clan. So S CrossBear at CenturyTel. It's C-E-N TURYTEL.net. And if all that, if you like, oh, wait, that's way too much for me, just type in my name, Shannon Crossbear. Go to Google, go to Facebook, you'll find me.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. And well, I'm Catherine Davis, and this show is Heart of Mind, Radio for the New Millennium. You can see it, you can hear it on WBAI Radio in New York, 99.5 FM on the dial, WBAI.org, and also on the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, and on Friday mornings at 11 a.m. on WBAI and Saturdays at 6 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network. So people can connect or go to the website heartofmindradio.com. But I'm encouraging everyone to interlace these connections at we.net, and you'll be able to connect with all of the 11 campaigns connect with all of us and much, much more. So I want to thank you all for joining me today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take good care.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you, Catherine.
All righty.